High school football is on the air. It's time for the color and excitement of high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Here on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium with our KGYM football crew. Dennis Knock with the sidelines reports. John Haggerty with expert commentary. And with all of the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
And we welcome you to Linmar Stadium on a cool, overcast evening as we get ready for high school football tonight, as we've got a metro battle between longtime combatants, as it'll be the Kennedy Cougars coming over to Marion to take on the Linmar Lions. Great to have you with us tonight, Scott Unash, alongside Jason Edwards, filling in for Coach John Haggerty, as John will be back with us coming up next week. Dennis Canuck on the sidelines, and as always, our high school football is presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Dan and Tom and everybody over there at First Federal Credit Union. Check out what they have to offer. Just go to their website at firstfedcu.com and make sure you give them a call and stop on by. Great night for football, Jason, and great venue here at Linmar Stadium, and two pretty good football teams ready to go at it here tonight in a very important district game with both teams at 1-0.
That's right. You know, it's a great way to end the month of September. Linmar homecoming, a great crowd, a lot of energy. You can just feel the excitement in the air tonight with the young people and the fans, and really looking forward for an exciting football game.
Kennedy comes in 3-2 on the year, 1-0 in district play. Linmar 2-3 and 1-0, each one their opening district game last week. Linmar on the road at Ottumwa. They had a big second half and blew it open 46-7. Meanwhile, the Kennedy Cougars, they put 77 on the board, including 70 in the first half, and they beat Burlington 77-13. Brian White, when I was talking with him before we got started here today, Jason, he said, we wanted to try out our passing game, but he goes, by the time our first team offense went out for the first time, it was 14-0 already.
Yeah, that's definitely a dominating offensive performance that they had last week with being able to find the end zone that many times. And again, this time of year, that's really what you want your kids to have, is a lot of confidence, a lot of swagger going into each and every night, and again, establishing that dominance and really coming out with an impressive performance against Burlington last week is something they can continue to build off of this week.
Absolutely, and that's what they did last week. And they take on a Linmar team tonight that had that big second half, and the Lions come in at 2-3. But as we mentioned in the pregame preseason talks, I should say that a lot of people were pointing at Linmar as maybe a team to be reckoned with this year, and I think they still can be. They played a very difficult schedule. Going down to City High, they played Xavier, they played Washington, had a tussle with Jefferson. So they have seen quality competition, and likewise Kennedy with the losses to Washington and to Muscatine. And the Cougars since then have put up some big wins over Hempstead, Jefferson, and Burlington. But there's no substitution for momentum. There's no substitution for confidence. And I think both these teams right now are at the top of their confidence for this season.
That's exactly right, you know, and exactly what you said. You know, being able to build off of success is something that you want your kids to do. You want to feel, again, as you said, confident in what it is that you're doing, and that's something Linmar was able to do last week against Ottumwa as well, coming off of a big win. And both teams are physical, so that's the other part, is that you want to have dominating performances, and when you can dominate at the line of scrimmage and on both sides of the ball, both offensively and defensively, again, you come into a quality opponent tonight you know, with a little chip on your shoulder and saying, hey, you know, we want to make sure that we continue that against good opponents as well.
Coming your way tonight on the pregame show here this evening, the Holmes-Murphy pregame show here on KGYM, as we come your way from Linmar Stadium. Great crowd that is coming in. It is Linmar homecoming. Kennedy with a good crowd as well on the east side stands here. The west side stands pretty much filled here at Linmar Stadium. So I think by the time all is said and done, we'll probably have upwards of maybe 7,000-8,000 here tonight. It's just a beautiful facility.
Absolutely. It's what a great venue, you know, to see the way the community of Marion has gotten behind these young people and given them top-notch facilities to be able to compete in. You know, and again, you look good, you play good. And they definitely have a facility that they can be proud of and that they definitely want to defend here on their homecoming.
Well, getting to the X's and O's of this one, these two teams offensively, Kennedy averaging 39 points a game, Linmar just under 26 points per game. The difference is defensively. Kennedy has been stingy as of late, and they are only giving up 14 points a ball game. The Linmar defense, they only gave up 7 last week, but 33 points per game. The big thing to watch, I think, tonight, Jason, is the Kennedy rushing offense versus the Linmar defense against the run. Lions have been giving up around 130 yards a game, and Kennedy's averaging 235 yards a game. So Linmar wants to stay in this game. If Linmar wants a chance to win it here on homecoming, they can't let Kennedy stack up 250 yards, odd yards of rushing.
And that's right, and they do it in that old-school mentality kind of way. You know, they're going to have two backs in the backfield with a fullback and a tailback, and a lot of their yards are those tough yards right up the middle with short, quick dive plays and traps, running off tackle with power and just old-school type of mentality football that Coach White and the offensive side of the ball has. And you're exactly right, is that Linmar is going to have their hands full trying to contain and handle the physicality of the offensive line and those backs that Kennedy's going to throw at them, you know. But then on the other side, Linmar's the same way. It seems like they kind of have a 1-2 punch at the quarterback, you know, able to throw the ball a little bit and control the ball himself with his legs. And again, it's going to be pretty exciting to see these two defenses try to contain these powerful offenses.
Yeah, Reese Phillips has been very valuable for Linmar as the quarterback, not only throwing the ball, throwing for 5 touchdowns so far this year, but also running the ball. But Nemi Saiwe is the leading rusher for the Linmar Lions, 474 yards. Brendan McGaffey right there behind him, kind of a 1-2 punch. He's at about 200 yards so far. But they have the big play guy, and he's the homecoming king already, and that's Josh Gassman. Every time he touches the ball, it seems like good things happen for the Lions. He's averaging 23 yards a reception. That's pretty good when you're getting a quarter of the football field every time you touch it.
That's right. And, you know, with his last name, Gassman, he just says it all. You know, he's got good speed. He's got good hands. I remember getting a chance to see him last year as a junior, that he's pretty explosive. And that's one thing, even as we talked about last night, that you look for in each team is who's their big play threat. Who's the person that you can get the ball to in space, make a guy miss, and then can take maybe a 5-yard completion and turn that into a big, huge play for a touchdown and to put points on the board. And Josh Gassman definitely has the athletic ability to be able to do that for the Lions.
For the Cougars, Nick Deere had a terrific game last week, really rushing the football. He's got over 200 yards and 4 touchdowns now. Kennedy, of course, they'll put 2 quarterbacks in there. They'll put B.J. White in there as well, the junior quarterback, the son of Brian White. But Nick Deere is the guy that makes this team go. And then they found themselves a tailback in Isaiah Mady, who's a junior. Has kind of taken over that position right now for the Cougars. Peyton McCarty kind of gone out to a slot back now, a slot receiver a little bit, where he is very, very good. But Mady's a tough guy to bring down at 6 foot, 190 pounds. He's a load.
That's right. You got to have a workhorse, that guy that you can give the ball to 15, 20, even 25 times a game and know, number one, that he's going to be able to take care of the football. And then, number two, he's going to get you those tough yards, get you, you know, the third and shorts to pick up the first down and keep the chains moving. As well as moving and staying in front of the chains on first down and picking up 4 or 5 yards. Nick Deere reminds me of Cordell Stewart. I was driving over thinking about that, and the guy they called Slash, you know, he can do it all. He can catch the ball. He plays quarterback and throws, and he can also turn into a running back. So, again, Coach White really does a good job of putting him in a position where they can get him the ball and be successful and help his team in however he can.
Kennedy has won 3 in a row with wins at Hempstead and then Jefferson and Burlington. And Linmar has won 2 out of their last 3 games. So a lot of good vibes going into this one here tonight. Class 4A District 8 ball game here. Kennedy, Linmar, and Prairie all tied at the top at 1-0 with the records. Burlington, Iowa City West, and Ottumwa all a game back at 0-1. Prairie goes all the way down to Ottumwa tonight. They get the road trip that Linmar had last week. And then also tonight, Burlington is in Iowa City to take on West High tonight. So those are the other games in 4A District 8. This rivalry here, and they played pretty much every year since Linmar has joined the Mississippi Valley Conference. Took a couple years off in 2012 and 2013. But the last couple of years, they've split. Kennedy won a year ago. 31-6 in this game. Linmar won back in 2014, 29-14. And then Linmar had a three-game winning streak from 2009 through 2011. That terrific team that Bob Forsyth had. But before that, it was Kennedy with a long winning streak of six in a row prior to that. So they've been going back and forth for quite a bit here over the last several years. And, again, I think it's a good, healthy rivalry, but, again, there's no love lost between the Cougars and the Lions.
That's right. That's one word we don't use a whole lot, it seems like, anymore in high school athletics. You know, obviously you want good sportsmanship and kids to play the game the right way, but there's nothing wrong with an old-school rivalry, and that's just definitely what we have here tonight with two schools that are going to battle it, be physical with each other, and really try to come out on top with a victory.
Kennedy and Linmar going at it here from from Linmar Stadium. You said Armstrong last time.
Yeah.
I got Kingston here. Kennedy and Linmar going at it here this evening. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, come back here, and have more of the Holmes-Murphy pregame show from Linmar, and we'll do it after this. You're listening to High School Football here on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes-Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Let's go back to the stadium for coaches' interview and more analysis of tonight's game. It's the Holmes-Murphy pregame show. Once again, here's Scott Unash.
Back with you here at Linmar Stadium as the Linmar marching band, all over 200 strong, making their way out onto the field turf here at Linmar. And we will get our pregame ceremonies underway coming up here in just a little bit as we get ready for this one in 4A District 8. Here tonight, and we told you some of the people to watch for in this ball game here for both Linmar and Kennedy on the offensive side. On the defensive side, Linmar's gotten some people back here in the last couple of weeks on the defensive side of the ball. They get Alex Stryker back last week, and also McNeil coming back for them last week, and they are two big hitters as far as linebackers are concerned here for the Linmar Lions. And then Kennedy, when you talk about their defense, Johnson Mador is the guy, All-State last year. Sam Pape also in the front line for the Cougars, but that number one is all over the field for the Kennedy defense.
That's right. He's got the right number for it. He, again, the defense that Kennedy runs, you see a lot of blitzing linebackers and being able to time their blitzes off of the snaps of the quarterback, and Johnson Mader really does a nice job of really being physical and being fast and playing the game fast. That's the other thing that I know Coach White talks a lot about, and Coach Knock talks a lot about is playing fast, anticipating what the offense is going to do, but reading their keys and getting to the football and being physical, and that young man really does a nice job of that.
And Kennedy, we mentioned their defense giving up 14 points per game, and Linmar's at about 33 points per game. Offensively, though, these two teams pretty similar. They're within about 15 yards of one another as far as their season averages are concerned, so each of these teams have no problem moving the football.
Yeah, and again, they'll do it a different kind of ways. Like we said, Kennedy more of the traditional two backs in the backfield, power football, and Linmar tends to be a little bit more of the new school with spread offense and more of a shotgun look, and running some read option where the quarterback might give it to that dive back, or he might keep it himself, and then play action off of that. So again, it'll be exciting to see just how both of these offenses compete against, also, as you said earlier, two good quality defenses.
Both teams back in their locker rooms. We're going to join the Linmar Marching Lions coming up here in just a couple of moments with their rendition of the national anthem. Homecoming here at Linmar, and they had the homecoming parade last night, and the grand marshal was Scott Maimons.
Scott Maimons.
How about that? Yeah. The outgoing athletic director. Yeah. And it was great to see him at the homecoming parade last night. Right now, our national anthem.
We invite you to sing along the Lindmar alma mater.
Well, we'll get to that coming up in a moment. We'll have the Lindmar alma mater prior to that. They fooled us for a moment there. And we told you the other games tonight in District 8 of Class 4A. And also, a reminder, coming up after the game tonight, it will be the KGYM Scoreboard Show. That presented by J.D. Byrider. And make sure you tune in. All the scores from around the state of Iowa, especially the area, top 10 scores as well. That'll be with Jeff Downing tonight through midnight. So we invite you to tune in. We've had a lot of success with that, a lot of people calling in the scores, and you can do that at 319-366-1600. And we do appreciate everybody, their valuable feedback with our scoreboard show. And doing a great job with that. And thanks to everybody back at studios at KGYM tonight for helping us out as well, getting you high school football. They're already underway on the South Gym with Iowa City Regina going at it against Wilton on 106.3 FM. And hopefully get a score on that here coming your way. We'll try to get you some scores at halftime tonight as well here from Lindmar Stadium as the Lions and the Cougars get ready to go at it in front of a really good crowd here tonight at Lindmar. All right, now we are ready to go. We will present the colors as American Legion Post 298 of Marion will trot out and march out to the 50-yard line to present the colors. And we join the Lindmar Marching Band for tonight's national anthem.
Saluting our country by singing the Star-Spangled Banner.
The Lindmar Marching Band with the national anthem here tonight. We'll check in with Dennis Canott coming up here in just a moment or two. And had a chance to talk with both coaches here, Jason. They both said line of scrimmage is going to be key.
That's right. You know, that's we talk a lot about little things being big things. And one of those little things that you never want to overlook, we talk a lot about those skill kids, but the big boys up front have a lot to do with the game of football. And being physical at the point of attack and defending at the point of attack is essential in the game of football. And usually the team that's able to control the line of scrimmage the best is the one that comes out on top.
Kennedy, I think, has to run the football successfully. Lindmar is going to make, I think, Kennedy get into third and long situations. Third and short is not going to be Lindmar's defensive friend tonight.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, and I think they're going to try to do that a variety of different ways. They tend to bring their linebackers and dial up blitzes, which, again, means the guys up here in the box have to give good information down to the coaches down on the field to let them know if there's any types of formation substitutions or personnel substitutions. But, again, if you can win that battle on first and second down and keep teams in third and long, the likelihood that you bring on that punt team on fourth down is big. And again, it's a really important part of the game of football that both defenses are going to really try to win that battle.
All right, let's go downstairs to the right on the 50-yard line just about and bring in Dennis Canock, our third man on our crew here tonight at Lindmar Stadium. And a little bit chilly. They're a little dew on the pumpkin, as Mr. Hegarty would say, from North Dakota. Dennis?
Good evening, guys. And, yeah, it's a little chilly out here tonight, but it is perfect high school football weather as we round out week six and with this Class 4A District 8 matchup tonight between Kennedy and Lindmar out here. Beautiful night for football. We shouldn't see any of the cramping issues and those types of things going on that we had earlier in the season. Temperature at kickoff is going to be about 60 degrees, and it'll cool down throughout the night, but perfect playing conditions. Northeast wind blows back things a little bit with the kicking game and passing game, similar to what we saw last night. But overall, we're ready to roll. I'll tell you what, guys, this is my first look at the stadium. Absolutely gorgeous venue. Linmar, you win the contest for the best stadium that I've ever broadcast from. So this place is absolutely beautiful, and a huge crowd on hand out here tonight, fellas. The Linmar side almost completely full, a huge student section down in front of me here. And then on the Kennedy side, they travel well. Their student section is here in force, and the fans on the stands on the visitor side are nearly filled. So we got near a packed house out here tonight in anticipation of a great football game between these two ball clubs. I'll be patrolling both sidelines throughout the evening. We'll talk to coaches at halftime, and we'll talk to the victorious coach and try to grab a player for comment on the post game. So, guys, as Kennedy takes the field here, we are set for kickoff, and we should have a good one on hand tonight. We'll throw it back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, thank you. And the Cougars are out as they come out of the northeast tunnel. The Lions going to come out of the northwest tunnel here in just a moment. Kennedy in their white traveling jerseys with the green numbers, the green helmets, and the gray pants. And the Linmar Lions all black tonight here on homecoming as the Lions make their way out onto the field turf. As Linmar in their black helmets, black jerseys with the white numbers, the black pants, and the white trim. And great setting for football, as Dennis said, out here. And
absolutely. I tell you what, I got goosebumps right now. You know, it's been a while since I've been in a really exciting football game as a coach, a couple years since I've been on the sideline. But I may have to ask him if they need, you know, somebody to, you know, carry the headphones or fill water bottles or something just to be a little bit closer to the action, because again, you can really feel the electricity in the air tonight, and this should be an exciting football game.
Should be an exciting football game. One score early on to pass you away. First quarter, Cedar Falls on top of Washington, 7-0. That's a big one in that particular district over there at Kingston Stadium tonight. Randy Krejci is over there for KGYM to help us bring you that one. But right now, Cedar Falls on top early, 7-0. And Linmar and Kennedy both on their respective sidelines here. And we got some of the middle school footballers over there in the north end zone. They're going to have the coin toss coming up here in just a couple of moments as the captains for each team making their way out for Linmar and for Kennedy. Reese Phillips along with Kirby Kerr and Josh Gassman leading the way there for Linmar. And Sam Pape, Nick Deer, Pate McCarty out there leading the way for the Kennedy Cougars. And Linmar also with an honorary captain. Lions, I noticed you got Kennedy with the family board. Lions brought out an oar.
Yeah, you know, you great minds think alike, because I was just thinking myself, just the things that we as coaches do try to fire up our kids, and more importantly, to unify your group around a common theme. And obviously that board of family is something that Coach White brought in with him when he became the head coach at Kennedy. And be real interesting to find out what that oar. I know I've seen some things in the past about rowing the boat and just keeping everything going in the right direction, and the importance to make sure that everybody's rowing in the same direction to make sure that you have success. So again, as coaches, you try to look for any advantage just to fire your kids up and to unify your group for a common cause. And I did notice that oar that Linmar is using as well.
Yeah, that's an old Western Michigan trick there, PJ Fleck. How about that? So we are just about set to go. Kennedy is going to receive the opening kickoff, and Cougars are actually going to be traveling with the wind here in the first quarter. A little interesting right there. And the Lions will kick it off from right to left here. They'll defend the south goal at Linmar Stadium. As Kennedy will drop back, Kai Jenkins on the far side and Terrell Jordan on the near side. And those are two speedsters back there for the Cougars and Brian White. You got to coach with Brian for a few years.
Yeah, he's definitely he was a defensive coordinator. We worked together at Washington High School, a great young man. I guess we say we're young, but
you're both young.
You know, he's a great guy, great coach, and I'm not surprised at all that he's finding the success that he's had over at Kennedy in the last couple of years, and just a really good guy and a great family, and again, is doing a great job over at Kennedy.
Austin Cochran getting ready to kick it off for the Linmar Lions as it teed up on the 40-yard line, and we are set to go. Cochran, left-footed kicker. And the twin safeties back at about the 10-yard line. Linmar and Kennedy, and we're underway. A kick that's angling to the near sideline, picked up by one of the upbacks, and he'll bring it back to about the 25-yard line, and that's where the Cougars will put it into play. Nick Deere, the quarterback, the 6'2", 185-pound senior. Isaiah Mady will be the starting tailback, 6'1", 90, and a junior for the Kennedy Cougars. Kai Jenkins at one receiver, 6'2", 175, and a junior. And we'll see Jared White starting out there, 5'11", 170, and a senior for the Kennedy Cougars wearing number 10. Mady the long setback. Kennedy will go the slot left, and they'll send Jenkins in motion. Lions like to blitz a lot. They'll toss it to Mady, trying the left side and probing ahead for about two, maybe three, to the 27-yard line. Up front for Kennedy, good offensive line. Jackson Coker at left tackle, 270 and a senior. Left guard Parker Maxwell, 256 and a junior. Austin Moss at center, 5'11", 195 and a senior. Peyton McGuire, right guard, 280 and a senior. And Matt Murphy at right tackle. We'll also see Vega in there as well for Kennedy at that right guard position. Second down. Here is the jet sweep to McCarty, trying to get to the corner. Brought down. Nifty tackle for a loss there by the Lions. And kind of coming up and making the play there was Noah Ness.
Yeah, it was a great open field tackle. Again, they ran a little motion jet sweep to the right. Ness saw that alley, ran right through it untouched, and made a great open field tackle for a loss.
McCarty, as we mentioned, moving out to the slot formation for Kennedy. Sometimes it's the Cougars will go with the fullback. Sometimes they will just go with a slot man. McCarty in there. Three receivers out to the left, one to the right. Spread formation here. Third down and long for the Cougars. Blitz coming. Deere rolling to the left side. Being chased. Has some room to run. Turns it up at the 30. To the 35. He's got a first down. And Strauss brings him out of bounds at about the 37, but it's going to be enough for a Kennedy first down on the scramble.
And that was just a great job by Deere, using his legs. Riley was sprinting out to the left. There was no receivers that were open, and he broke contain and was able to move the chains for first down.
Give you the Linmar defense coming up here in just a little bit as the Lions with a few people back now. Trey Baker in there at one defensive end for Linmar. And we'll give you the rest coming up in a moment. First down and 10. Mady the lone setback. Three receivers again to the right side for the Cougars. Now B.J. White in there at quarterback for Kennedy as Nick Deere goes out as a receiver. White on the handoff. Mady, big hole right side to the 40, to the 45, and brought down at the 46 by Chase Schultz, a linebacker. But there's a gain of 9, and that's what Kennedy's been doing. They've been putting B.J. White in there at times to give a little different look.
Yeah, and they're utilizing more of a spread look instead of a two-back, and like we talked about in the pregame, they're spreading them out, and that time ran a quick trap play up the middle, and Isaiah Mady had a really good gain on first down.
Garmin and Baker at the end, Stryker coming up as a linebacker, and this is White on the keeper. Going to be short of the first down by about a yard. And it's going to be third and short coming up for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Just underway. It is third and two at the 47. And it'll be third and a little more than a yard, just outside the 47-yard line. White in there. I formation for the Cougars. Long count, and Linmar jumped. They were bringing the blitz that time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing that you really want to do offensively is to change up that snap count. And third and short is a great opportunity to do it, because the defense is really eager, trying to time that snap, and was able to get them to jump off sides and pick up the first down.
So off sides against the Lions, that'll be a first down. And that will move it to the 48-yard line. So Kennedy 2-for-2 on third down tries. They'll send White out to the right side. One receiver to the left. Deer back in there at quarterback. Handoff second back through Mady. Makes one man miss and gets two down to about the Linmar 46-yard line. And this is starting off to be a typical Cedar Rapids Kennedy drive right now.
That's right. That last play, they ran that power football that we talked about where the fullback's trying to kick out the end man on the line of scrimmage while the guard comes and pulls and leads up the hole. But Linmar really did a nice job at the point of attack and kept that to a short game.
Jace Myers in there as the nose guard for Linmar. Garman and Baker at the two ends. Second down and eight. Off play action. Deer to throw. Rolls to the right. Being chased. Throws sideline and the crossing pattern to catch made at about the 35-yard line by the tight end Carter Crawl.
That was a great catch by Carter, keeping both feet in bounds. He's running a drag route and a sprint out from to Deer's right. He ran a little 12-yard drag across the middle of the field and made a great catch to keep both feet in bounds and pick up the first down.
First and 10 Cougars as Kennedy on the move here. First drive of the ball game. 8:38 to play here in the first and no score. But again, Kennedy on the move. I formation this time. Five-man front. Deer handoff to the second back through and powering inside the 30-yard line that time. For Kennedy was Keyshawn Allers, who was in there. He's a sophomore.
And that's one of the things I think Kennedy really tries to do. Even they run the ball, and they're going to run the ball probably 35, 40 times tonight, but they're going to do it by committee. Even though Isaiah Mady's going to tote most of the load, Kennedy does have the opportunity to bring in some different backs for different looks for the defense.
Now McCarty will be in there. Deer is going to line up as a setback, and they're going to toss it to Deer. Starts left, cuts it back at the 30-yard line, and tripped up short of the first down. He'll pick up two down to about the Linmar 28-yard line. So we've seen Deer as a receiver. We've seen him as a running back and that quarterback.
That's right. As advertised, there's Slash. He's been at every position offensively where he can touch the ball. And, again, Coach White just putting him in different positions for his to help him have his team be successful.
Stryker in there as a linebacker for Linmar. Also in there for the Lions defensively, Riley Higgins right now. And Strauss off the quick count. Here is the handoff. Allers, and he hits the left side. He's got a first down.
And that was a tough run. Again, Linmar dialed up a blitz. They blitzed on the left side. The power play went off tackle to the defensive right. So in that case, the defense was wrong on the blitz, but it was still a hard run to move the chains here for the Cougars.
First and 10, Kennedy at the Lion, 24, and Kennedy is just using up chunks of this first quarter clock. We're already down close to 7 minutes to play in the first.
Yeah, a little different than what we had last night in terms of the explosiveness, but just as exciting in terms of what you see offensively.
Deer off play action, rolling to the right side. He's going to run, tucks it under, gets to the 25, and then just tosses it, and a penalty flag down as Deer was over the line of scrimmage. And Deer started to run, but then stopped and tossed it out there.
I think sometimes when you have a young man that has his abilities and you move him around a lot, you know, their mindset is make plays. And I think that was one of those situations where he just tried to make something out of nothing right before he ran out of bounds, crossed the line of scrimmage, and just dumped it to the fullback in the flat. But that's a flag where you can't throw the ball once you cross the line of scrimmage.
Corners for Linmar, Gassman for the Lions. Also in there for Linmar, Savan Walton. And also Josh Strauss back there for the Lions at the free safety. 5-yard penalty, second down and 12. White in there at quarterback, setting up the middle screen. Caught Jenkins, turns to the 20, 15, to the 10. Breaks the tackle to the 5 and in. Touchdown, Kennedy. 26-yard middle screen from the junior, B.J. White, to Kai Jenkins.
And what a great call there on second and long after that penalty and loss of down. Linmar dials up a blitz, and again, that screen play was a great call right up the middle, and he did a really nice job of breaking some tackles and spinning his way into the end zone for a touchdown.
For Kai Jenkins, catch number 8 of the year and his second touchdown, and Kennedy on the board here. Alex Stone to try the extra point out of the hold of B.J. White. Good snap. And the kick on its way, and it is good. 6:46 to play here in the opening quarter, and Kennedy strikes on their opening drive. It's the Cougars on top, 7-0. We'll come back with the kickoff after this 30-second timeout as you're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
A different name. I mean, not a different name, but the
back
same.
With you here at Linmar as the Lions will get ready to return the kickoff from Alex Stone. And Kennedy with a long 75-yard touchdown drive that takes 5 minutes and 14 seconds. And if you want to take out a homecoming crowd, that's how you take out a homecoming crowd.
That's right. Again, just ball control offense, being physical, and finding a way to put the ball in the end zone, and that's exactly what the Cougars did in that first drive.
Back for Linmar, Hilsenbeck and Nemi Siaway. They'll be twin safeties at about the 5-yard line. Kennedy will kick with the wind here in the first quarter. Stone, a high kick, and this one will go deep into the end zone and out. And Linmar will start things at the 20-yard line with Reese Phillips at quarterback, 6 foot, 185-pound senior. Nemi Siaway, 6 foot, 185, and a senior. Kirby Kerr, 6'1", 190, and a senior at one wide out. Josh Gassman, 5'7", 165, and a senior also at the other wide out. Linmar is going to go with four wides here to start things off tonight on first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Gassman starts in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep. Turns it up at the hash marks and a short gain before Sam Pate brings him down at the 22-yard line.
And again, that first play from scrimmage just shows you how Linmar is going to try to get the ball in the hands of their playmaker, sending Gassman in formation from left to right and running a little jet sweep off of the right side for a pickup of positive yards.
7-7 now in the second quarter between Cedar Falls and Washington. Here's second and 8. Kerr out to the left side. Twins out to the right side. One setback. Man in motion. And the keeper this time by Reese Phillips off the fake. And that did not fool Kennedy. Kubovac was there. And Pape also there for the Cougars. And it'll be third down and long. Third and 8 coming up for Linmar.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on in that backfield right now for Linmar, with guys going in motion, faking the dive, quarterback keeping it. So, again, just trying to do a lot of misdirection to throw those linebackers for Kennedy off balance. And again, trying to pop something up the middle off of that misdirection.
Trot carry in there as a wide receiver for the Lions. As Linmar will go four wide this time, and third down and 8, three-man front. Phillips short drop, guns the right side, throws it low and incomplete. Tried to get it out on the far side to Trot carry, but skipped it out there in a three and out here for Linmar.
And that's definitely a win for the Cougar defense to force that three and out after a time-consuming drive from the offense. For you to be able to give the ball back to that offense so quickly after the first possession for Lions is definitely in the favor of Kennedy.
Kirby Kerr to punt it, averaging about 34 yards a boot. Gets it away, an end-over-end kick, angling to the near side, takes a Kennedy bounce, and touched up at about the 45-yard line. And Kennedy's going to have excellent field position after the 23-yard punt.
I think similar to last night, I wonder if that wind had something to do with it. It looked like the ball kind of hung up a little bit. Maybe not as stiff of a wind as we had, but again, it looked like that ball just kind of hung up there a little bit longer in that punt and definitely took a Cougar bounce.
Which helped things out. For Kennedy, first and 10. Cougars will send Jesse Price along with Kai Jenkins out to the left side. White on the keeper, playing quarterback. Got a good kick out block to the 40, down the numbers, to the sidelines, to the 30, and out of bounds. As they're going to mark him at about the 27-yard line. And Almost took out Coach Bob Forsythe there for Linmar.
Yeah, that's right. That's one thing we know about Coach Forsythe. He's an intense coach, and you know, he can hold his own.
Gain of 18. And it'll be second or first and 10 for the Cougars again. Kennedy right now is winning that line of scrimmage battle.
Right, and again, they're doing a little bit untraditional from what they usually do. They're sending, spreading the field a little bit more and trying to open up those gaps by getting splits with the receivers to one side, again, making it a little difficult up the middle.
White with Mady blocking out in front. Kicks it to the outside. Good move at the 25. Cuts it back at the 20 and drug down from behind. Close to the first down. Down at the Linmar 18-yard line.
The thing I would say about B.J. White is that he's shifty. He made a really nice move in the open field to make the first defender miss and picked up positive yards after that, and he's showing that he can beat him with his feet just as well as he does with his arm.
Second down and one. Offensive coordinators love this play. White out to the right side. That's Jared White. Deer back under center. Out of the eye. Hand off to Mady. Left side. First down and more. 15 to the 10. Angling to the left and pushed out of bounds. As he gets down close to the 7-yard line, Josh Strauss coming up to possibly save a touchdown. They're going to mark it at the 7.
Again, that's just that old school football power play off tackle to the left. But again, you're going to see that time and time again from the Cougars. And Isaiah Mady really ran downhill behind his pads and picked up that first down and now has the ball inside in the 10-yard line.
Four carries, 23 yards now for Mady. He'll line up in the eye, receiver left and right, tied into the left side. Long count, and we've got one of the Cougar receivers jumping offside and in motion. And that will cost Kennedy 5 on the false start. And it'll be second and goal, but back at the 12-yard line.
Illegal procedure against the Cougars.
7-0 Kennedy. 4:44 to play here in the game's first quarter. And Kennedy looking to score again. Here is the quick out caught by Jenkins. Penalty flag is down. Jenkins to the 10, to the 5, and corralled right there. This might be on the Cougars. I think one of the receivers downfield may have blocked a little early.
Yeah, and it looked like the tight end, too, on the top side, they were twins formations, which means they take two receivers and put them on one side. And he wasn't sure if he should line up at the end of the line of scrimmage in his regular form, his regular alignment, or go out wide. So he was trying to spread that defense like they've been doing, was still moving when the ball was snapped, which, again, you can't have that many people. You have to be set for at least a second before the ball is snapped, and he didn't quite get reset before they snapped the ball.
Yep, and that's going to cost Kennedy 5, so it was not an illegal block. And the Cougars started at the 7. They're back to the 17 now with a first and goal still. Trip receivers to the right side. One set back. Shotgun. Back to throw. Under pressure. Deer sets up the middle screen. Caught Allers to the 10. Tripped up to the 5. Still on his feet and down close to the pylon. They're going to mark him out at the 1-yard line.
And there was that screen play. And this time, instead of to Kai Jenkins, it was to Isaiah Mady. Made a really nice, put his one hand on the ground to maintain his balance and keep his momentum falling forward. And now here we have second and goal from the 1-yard line.
Strauss on the tackle, so goes from first and goal into 17 to second down and goal. And they'll put it on the 1-yard line. Pape in there for Kennedy. They'll go at the full house backfield. Deer under center. He'll hand it off to big number 99, and he's in for the touchdown. How about that?
Rumbling, stumbling, bumbling. And he got in, again, a big boy. The little fullback dive across the goal line for a touchdown for the Cougars.
And Kennedy already up 13-0. And they have taken the crowd completely out of this game so far.
Well, I tell you, right now on the Lions side, you can hear a pin drop. But again, it's still a lot of football to play, and it just takes one play to just really get this crowd excited again. And we know that that's what the offense is going to do when they get the ball here in just a few.
Good snap. And the kick on its way by Alex Stone, and it's up and good. 4:13 to play here in the opening quarter. And Kennedy with two touchdowns in their first two drives. It's the Cougars 14 and Linmar nothing. We'll be back for the kickoff after this 30-second timeout here on KGYM Sports.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
We'll go down to Dennis after the kickoff for a quick update here as Kennedy leading at 14-0. Siaway and Hilsebeck back for the Linmar Lions. They'll set up shop at the 5-yard line. And Kennedy hitting Linmar with a 1-2 punch here to start things off tonight. Stone has it teed up at the 40-yard line on the left hash mark. He'll kick off with the wind from left to right. That's the other thing. Kennedy taking advantage of this wind so far. Stone, another kick, and this one's going to go out of the back of the end zone. And Linmar will start at the 20. All right, let's go down to Dennis on the sidelines.
Guys, a couple of observations down here on the Kennedy side. Impressive in the methodical fashion. They're moving their offense and executing and doing everything that they want to do offensively. And on the Linmar side, very much off balance and on their heels right now defensively, and more or less guessing at what Kennedy is trying to do on offense. So they're really working hard on this Linmar sideline, trying to get the game plan in order and get them back in this ball game, back upstairs.
Yep, and I think they don't know where it's coming from. Kennedy's moving people all over the place. Here's Phillips to throw. Throws a slant, caught, curve, 28. He's to the 30. He's got Linmar's first down of the night. Takes it out to about the 34-yard line. That's a play that a lot of college teams are going to. They fake that quick out, and they run the slant.
That's right, a little bubble screen, they said. But bubble is that receiver is just going to bow back 2 or 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And that time, Phillips faked it to the guy in the flat, and there was someone about 14 yards deep in what we call the curl area wide open, and he made a nice throw and a nice catch.
Here are the Kennedy defense coming up here in just a moment. First and 10 Lions, down 14-0 at the 34. They sent Gaspin in motion. Here's a handoff up the middle in a big hole. 40, 45 to the 50. Still on his feet to the Kennedy side of the field to the 40-yard line was Brennan McGaffey in there for Siaway that time. And he takes it all the way down to the Cougar 38.
Yeah, and in that particular run, he got near the end, and one of his own players that was blocking, trying to give him some extra yards, got in his way, and he just pushed him with a stiff arm out of the way and picked up another 4 yards.
McGaffey's first carry of the night is a big one, and back-to-back first downs for the Lions. Cedar Falls 10-7 over Washington, and Xavier 21-0 over Independence right now. That at the end of the first quarter. Gassman in motion to the right. He'll get it on the jet sweep. Stops, caught, and brought down. Chandler Pohl, one of those hybrids for Kennedy, brings him down back at the 41-yard line.
And that was a really good open field tackle by Pohl. Again, Gassman's got speed. He really tried to give him a little shake at the line of scrimmage. He didn't fall for it. Stuck his arm out there, wrapped him up, and took him down for the tackle.
Second down and 13, 3:10 to play here in quarter number one from Linmar Stadium. 14-0 in favor of the Lions. Off the fake, handoff, breaking one tackle as McGaffey goes off tackle right and gets down to about the 37-yard line for a gain of 4, but it's going to be third down and long as the Kennedy tackle made by Brock Remitko.
And it says here McGaffey's got maybe a little bit more weight on him at 215 versus sideways, so you wonder how physical it is at the line of scrimmage that they wanted to go with someone with just a little bit more behind his pads, and so far he's doing well.
Third down, we'll call it a short 9. Lions put 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Shotgun snap. Phillips rolls to the left side, throws on the run, throws the sideline pattern. It's caught by Gassman, but he's going to be short of the first down. They'll put him out at about the 31-yard line. And it's going to be decision time now for Bob Forsyth.
It looks like they have a personnel substitution, bringing in a fullback and another lineman in number 90 and number 50. Fourth and short. Don't be surprised if you see some sort of power formation here and just try to pick up those short yards.
Yeah, Garman and Myers coming in for the Linmar full house. Fourth down, and the Lions need a good 2.5, maybe 3 here. They're going to keep it on the ground. Hand off to McGaffey, swallowed up, and second effort won't get there.
Brennan McGaffey, the ball
to the 30-yard line. In fact, they're going to say he got maybe about a half a yard, but he's short.
Yeah, it looks like he's short, and what a great stop for the Cougar defense there. Had probably about four guys at the point of attack. The blitzers, I did see that number one, Johnson Mader, in there. Along with a host of a couple other Cougars, really anticipating the snap count and tackling for no gain and stopping the Lions on fourth down.
And Kennedy already up 14-0 right now. And the Cougars looking for more. New fullback in there for Kennedy, number 47. We don't have a 47 on the roster. And he's going to get it right here. We'll see if we can find out who that is from the Mr. Hoyt. I think he's looking too. And the helmet went off.
The ball carrier.
Thought they said Johnson. Could be Jalen Johnson, perhaps. And we will go with that.
Sounds good. Jalen Johnson.
Dennis is doing just as much investigative reporting as he is sideline reporting this year.
That's right. You know, every now and then you get those new kids, and that's where we're at right now.
Second and 12. Deer under pressure. Blitz coming. Spins away from it. Retreating. Rolling right side. Throw incomplete. Tried to get it to Peyton McCarty, but I think he just threw that one in the field turf to avoid the big, big loss as Linmar sent everybody that time.
Yeah, that time they dialed up the blitz, and number 25, Alex Stryker came off the edge unblocked, but Dewar did a nice job of reversing his field against that and got outside to keep the play alive. But again, it was the pressure that he felt that made the timing of that play break down.
Third and long now for Kennedy. Perfect 3 out of 3 on third down tries. V.J. White back in there at quarterback. A minute 25 to play here in the first quarter. 14-0. Here's White. Quick out. Jenkins on an island. Makes the catch. Makes a man miss at the 30-yard line. Little stop-and-go move, and then hit hard and pushed back as he took it to the 33. I think Josh Strauss came in there to clean it up.
And that was excellent pursuit. Every defensive coordinator runs a pursuit drill. You line up the cones, you throw the ball out there, and you want to see 11 guys run, 22 eyes on the football, and run and keep it contained and making sure that you have guys fit in the right windows. And Linmar did a really nice job keeping that bubble screen to a short game.
Deer, averaging 42 yards a kick, is going to kick it away with the wind. Low, but it will take a huge Kennedy bounce inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone. Going to be a 66-yard punt, but a net of 46, which isn't too bad.
Yeah, that right there tells you turf. A lot of these kids don't play on natural grass anymore, but that's one thing that playing on this field turf does is it's going to bounce, and the ball hit the ground. And they say on average it's going to bounce anywhere from 15 to 17 yards. And, again, that's exactly what happened on that punt.
It's 14-0, Kennedy. 43 seconds to play here in the game's first quarter. And Linmar with a football. That one step back and three receiver. Make it four receiver look. Reese Phillips in the shotgun. Siway back in there. Man in motion. Phillips on the handoff. Straight ahead to Siway. Push back after a short gain. Maybe one to the 21-yard line. Remitko in there for the Cougars. Brandon Cook in there also for Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
And that's one thing Kennedy's defense really is. They're really stout up the middle. Their linebackers do a good job of staying at home, playing discipline, not going for the fakes that they're seeing, and just filling with bad intentions as they get to the line of scrimmage for the back.
See if Linmar will run a play before the end of the quarter. Looks like they will. Twins left, twins right. Phillips to throw out of the empty backfield. Looking. Throwing deep middle, almost picked off. Nice break on the ball that time. And making that for Cedar Rapids Kennedy was Chase Baker, who's back in there off an injury.
Yeah, what a nice play by that young man. The ball hung up there just a little bit, but he did a nice job of getting out of his back pedal, putting his foot in the ground. And if he could have got the ball in his hands, he might have had an interception there, but it just bounced off his chest. And like you said, that's why he's playing defensive back and not receiver. But again, he did a really nice job of breaking up that pass play.
How many times do you hear that? Third down and 9 for Linmar. They're 0 for 2 on third down tries so far. Three receivers to the left. Gassman out to the right side. Sideway the setback. Here comes the blitz. Phillips. And before the snap, penalty flags fly. Somebody moved early, and I think they're going to get a line.
It's just like we heard from Dennis on the sideline. It just seemed just a little off rhythm, both offensively and defensively. And Kennedy's had a lot to do with that. Just being so successful in their early drives, it does put that put Linmar on their heels. And again, you can just kind of feel both offensively and defensively they're just trying to get their rhythm. And again, I think that's what led to that penalty there on third down.
Gassman, along with Kerr, also in the game now for the Lions. Aaron Nybark out to the left side. Blitz coming again. Third down. Phillips in the quarterback draw. He takes it to the near sideline to the 20. A stiff arm and out of bounds as he crosses the 25 and out to the 27. Going to be short of the first down. Ticks up about 11.
In that play, Coach Knock dialed up an all-out blitz. I think I saw the free safety number 7 come from where his initial alignments were. He played man-to-man, locked it down. Again, brought the house and forced the quarterback out of the pocket and made it where he had to try to pick up those positive yards with running the ball.
Into the first quarter, Kennedy shutting out Linmar. It's the Cougars 14 and Linmar nothing. We will take a one-minute timeout and come back to Lions and Linmar Stadium after this here on KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back to start the second quarter, a Linmar punt that touches one of the Kennedy upbacks, picked up by Jenkins. Penalty flag down at the 22. Jenkins up to the 30, 35, and up the numbers to almost the 40, but I think we're going to see a block in the back. That could have been disastrous for the Kennedy special teams.
Yeah, that's right. You want to make sure you keep your head on your swivel on a swivel on those punts if you're that up back, and the Kennedy up back didn't quite see it. It looked like it bounced off his shoulder pads, but the Kennedy return man number 5, Jenkins, did a really nice job of going to get that ball with two hands and trying to make something out of nothing there to prevent something, a turnover that could have happened in favor of the Lions.
Going to be an illegal block in the back. It's going to cost Kennedy 10 yards. And Cougars, instead of getting fairly decent field position, are going to be starting this drive back at their 11-yard line. But Kennedy up 14-0 with 11:41 to play here in the opening half. Linmar needs something good to happen defensively.
And they've got Kennedy with their back deep in their own territory and into the wind, so it'll be interesting to see if the defense can keep them pinned down here deep.
First down, Cougars sent Price in motion. Deer turns and hands it off, and the play is blown dead. Again, early movement by Kennedy. It's going to be a false start on the Cougars. Already the fifth penalty against Kennedy.
That is surprising. Again, those penalties are costly, especially on first down where you move the box back. So now instead of first and 10, Coach White has to dial up something for first and 15. And it's a different play call, usually sometimes a little quick just to try to get back to the original line of scrimmage.
And you're out. You're behind the chains, as they like to say. I formation this time. Deer on the toss. Allers with a blocker in front. Penalty flag down again. And so is Allers. Tripped up at about the 11-yard line. But this is going to be an illegal block on the Cougars. Chase Schultz on the stop for Linmar.
Yeah, it looked like number 10, Jared White, just kind of had his arm wrapped around the cornerback on that toss sweep to the left. And sure enough, the eyes of the sideline official saw that. Through the flag, and now Coach Forsyth is going to decide if he's going to take the play or decline the penalty.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what he does here. 14-0 Cougars. It would be a second and 10 They are going to take the penalty, and Kennedy's going backwards. Back to the 2-yard line.
With the penalty, it is first and 19.
First and 19 for the Cougars. And Kennedy keeps it on the ground, just trying to get themselves some breathing space. Best thing about that play, no laundry.
Yeah, that's right. And that was a great tackle by number 16, Logan Clark. He's lined up at kind of like a spy back, a rover position where he's right in the middle, just spying the tailback. He saw the full flow go away from him. Filled hard, came in untouched, and made a great tackle at the line of scrimmage for no gain, or for a short gain.
Yep, a couple that time out to the 5, so it'll be second down and 16 coming up for Kennedy. Ball right in the middle of the field. I formation with receivers left and right. Lions with an 8 in the box. Deer throws a quick slant, juggled and dropped. Thrown a little bit behind Kai Jenkins that time. Incomplete. And it will be third down deep in their own territory. Hilsenbeck was out there covering for Linmar.
And right now, a good series for the Linmar Lions defense. A third and really long. That screenplay's been something that they've been caught in a few times. But, you know, the biggest thing that you talk about defensively is getting off the field on third and long, and they've got the opportunity right now to do that and get the punt team in a tough situation.
White in there, quarterback, Deer in the slot to the left side this time. And White on the keeper. Quarterback, keeper to the 10. To the right side, 15, 20. Got a block. First down and more to the 30-yard line. And finally, corralled across the 40 as he takes it to the 41-yard line.
And it was just a quarterback keep to the weak side away from the formation. There's an alley. There must be something that they're seeing up top, letting coach know if we spread them out, they don't have enough numbers on the other side. And again, B.J. White just took the snap, followed his lead blocker around the right side, and picked up a really nice game, which is a tough third down pickup for the defense to give up.
Deer under center this time. He'll turn and hand it off to Allers. Huge hole right side. He's to the Linmar 45 and out of bounds as he takes it to the Lion 44-yard line. 15 more that time for the Cougars.
It looks like just another back in the backfield there with Allers. Is that Keyshawn Allers that picked up the ball? And again, it's just showing that stable of tough running backs that Kennedy has to be able to carry the ball for him.
Linmar trying a lot of things defensively right now. First and 10 from the right hash mark from the 44-yard line. Same play, same result. Allers tripped up as he crosses the 40. Another big hole, and took it down to the Linmar 37-yard line for 7 more. And it's not – Linmar's putting like 8 in the box right now.
Right. It seems like just that they've really noticed a weakness on the – right side of the offensive line, that left side where they're pulling that the guard and blocking down with the tight end, kicking out with the fullback and running power football to the right and picking up positive yards.
Second down and 3, Jenkins in motion right to left. Off the long count, Deer on the handoff, second back through and stumbling ahead close to the 35. They're going to mark him at the 36-yard line. I believe that was Allers again. And yes, it was. Gets a couple more, and it'll be third and short.
And I think they just brought in another tailback in number 17. So, again, that's probably their third or fourth different tailback that they've used tonight. Third and short, and we'll see how this young man does number 17.
That's Lorenzo Burnett, who had a good night against Burlington, but who didn't for Kennedy. And they long count, and there's Linmar jumping offside.
Again, that's the second time tonight that the quarterback is chipped. Changed up the snap count. Again, the eagerness for that defense, again, when they're dialing up those blitzes. And again, that's a good strategy offensively to use, is just go on two. And if the offense can be disciplined and your O-line doesn't jump, again, third and short now becomes first down because the defense jumps off sides.
Well, officials are talking it over, though. They're having a powwow out there. And it's going to be defense or offense. Linmar's backing up, so I think the discussion went Kennedy's way. And it did. 5-yard mark off, first down Cougars. Already up 14-0, 9:08 to play. Here in the first half. Talk with the coaches coming up at halftime. Right now, one's going to be happy and One's not real happy. Oh. And a fumbled snap. Deer lost it on the quick count.
And I think Linmar has it.
They're going to unpile at about the 32.
Number 25 is celebrating. And that's a big turnover, Fred. That's a big stop there for the defense on that quarterback center exchange. And they fumbled it away. And a big fumble recovery there for the Linmar defense.
Ken Coffrin came up with it for Linmar. And Kennedy turns it over for the first time. First turnover of the ball game. And it'll be first down Lions as they stop the Kennedy drive right there. But still down 14-0. See if Linmar can get something started here on the offensive side of things. Sigh away the setback. And he's going to go in the Wildcat, actually. Going to send Gassman in motion. And Sideway up the middle. Burst through 35 and cut down as it gets to the 40-yard line by Jesse Price. The safety, but a pickup of 9. And a little different look that time
different
by Bob.
Different look and a good, hard downhill run by Sideway and the direct snap at the quarterback position. Again, it was able to get the ball directly right away, not worry about that exchange from the quarterback, and pick up positive yards.
And they will give him a first down. Gain of 10. For the Lions, first down for Linmar, and they'll put it right at the 42-yard line. Two receivers to the left. And they'll actually go with two to the right and one in the slot, and a muff snap. Sideway picks it up, starts left, cut off, coming back to the right side, trying to get away, couldn't do it. Caught from behind.
Yes.
A little frustration.
I think he got a little frustrated. You know, he tried to make something out of nothing after he fumbled the snap a little bit. Got frustrated, threw the ball. The ball went probably about 10 yards. As soon as that happened, right in front of the referee, here comes the flag. And, again, that's just something that young man will have to learn, and I'm sure the coaches will talk with him about keeping his composure in that situation.
Yeah, frustrated there. How about this at halftime? Cedar Falls 24, Washington 14.
Well, I tell you, it's always a really good Cedar Falls team. It doesn't matter the records of those two teams. You know, it's a well-coached football team, and you know, again, in high school football, that's something you're never surprised about.
Kennedy, it was a penalty against Linmar. Brian White's out on the field. And I think he's contending that that was not a proper mark. That's what it looks like to me anyway. He's getting the explanation. They did charge Kennedy, I believe, a timeout.
Yeah, it looked like, as you said, that he was concerned that they threw the flag and never marked off the penalty of the flag. So he's just trying to make sure that if there was an unsportsmanlike penalty that was called, that it was marked off.
Well, it's a timeout, Kennedy. And Linmar is back on the 24-yard line. 14-0 Cougars, 8:25 to play here in the opening half of play. And it will be, second down, and Linmar has to take it all the way out to the Kennedy 48-yard line.
Again, it starts with the mishandled snap. Again, losing the composure just a little bit after the play breaks down and a penalty. But again, just what I think high school sports is about. You see his teammates around him telling him to come back up there, making sure he stays involved and learn from it. And again, it's a tough situation that the offense is in. But again, dialing up second and long here to see what happens.
Second down and a country mile here for Linmar. Three receivers left, one on the right. Phillips in the shotgun to throw. Going to throw deep down the near sideline. One-on-one going for Kerr, and it's knocked away by Baker. Incomplete.
Kirby Carr did a really nice job there. The ball hung in the air. He had to turn from an offensive player to a defender and come back to the ball and knock it away from the defender. Otherwise, that may have been intercepted by Kennedy.
So it'll be third down and a bunch coming up for the Lions. Third down and 28 here.
Something I remember old Coach Purnell with the hook and ladder. Sometimes third and long, you might as well dial up a trick play, but it doesn't look like that's what they're trying to do here.
From across the creek, Phillips looking to throw. Throws right side, caught by Gassman. Tries to make a move and brought down Kubovec on the stop at about the 39-yard line. Well, they got a little bit more room. Got 15 there on Gassman's second catch of the night. A little bit more room to get it away with the win and punt it. As Linmar will punt it away. Line of scrimmage to 39. Kai Jenkins and Peyton McCarty will drop back for Kennedy at about the 25-yard line to get the Kirby Kerr punt. High snap, brought down, gets it away. A very high floating kick. And Jenkins will take it on the fair catch at the 25-yard line. 36-yard punt by Kirby Kerr. And Kennedy will get it back with 7:36 to play here in the second quarter, up 14-0. Sophomore game tonight was a good one. Won by Kennedy 14-13. To stay unbeaten, the Cougars sophomores 6-0. The Lions sophomores fall to 4-2. Very well played game. First down for Kennedy. Quick count, hand off to Allers. Off the right side, gets to the 30-yard line. Still on his feet. Finally turned back by a whole pile of Lions as he gets six out to about the 31-yard line.
And again, it just looks like that Linmar is blitzing a lot off of the defensive right side to the offense's left. They're showing a little bit earlier, and the play just goes away from where they're sending up the blitz, and they're able to pick up positive yards, even though Linmar has so many people in the box right now.
Yep, Stryker in the box, McNeil in the box, Garman in the box as well. Hand off left side this time, and Allers this time pushed back. They're going to give him progress to about the 33-yard line. He'll get a couple more, and it'll be third and short. Third down and two coming up. Allers with his seventh carry already tonight. And it'll be third and three. Kennedy's going to go with their big package here.
Yeah, that's right. You bring in big number 99 and as a lead blocker in that power formation and try to pick up the 3 yards in the cloud of dust.
Yep, Mady back in there. Pape in there. And Johnson in there as well. Full house backfield for the Cougars on third down. Hand off to Maney, right side, and bursts through for first down. Still on his feet. Across the 40, 45, and out to the 47-yard line.
And those extra yards that Maney picked up was just sheer effort. Again, he was stopped at the point of attack. He kept his legs churning, and he picked up another 10, 12 yards just with extra effort in that yard after, the yards after contact. So, again, really nice hard run by number 25. Isaiah Maney.
Gain of 15 and a Cougar first down. Kennedy is 6 of 7 on third down conversions tonight. How about that? Allers back in there in the eye. Deer under center and again movement up front by Linmar.
And once again changing up the snap count, keeping that defensive line and those linebackers who are trying to time it out to get across, and they come into the neutral zone, and now first and 10 turns into first and 5.
And moving it down to the Linmar 48-yard line. First and 5, and again the eye with Allers, tail of the tandem. Receivers to the left and right. Turn, handoff, Allers off the right side. Tries to kick it outside, caught, brought down. Good defensive play there by the Lions. And coming up with the tackle that time was Trey Baker, the 6'1", 245-pound junior.
Again, Kennedy is doing a nice job of just controlling the clock, keeping that Linmar Lions defense on the field, tiring them down, just pounding them up front, and those big boys are really doing a nice job of opening up holes.
Second down and 3 from the right hash mark. Off play action, Deer to throw, as all day. Pocket collapses. Deer back to the right side, reverses field, and is going to have a first down. Got a block 40 down the sideline to the 30-yard line, and finally out of bounds. At about the 26, the Linmar sideline was pointing out a hold, and they didn't get it.
Yeah, it looked like that the back and the linebacker, the end man line of scrimmage got tangled. They both ended up on the ground, and the Linmar sideline definitely wanted a holding call, but nothing was thrown. Durr did a nice job of extending the play with his legs and picking up the first down with his feet.
Kennedy down to the Linmar 26. Clock stopped 5:14. Play here in the first half. This time out of the shotgun, White back in there. He'll keep it. Turns it up the numbers at the 25 to the 20, and he's turned down as he gets to about the 18-yard line. Baker in there again on the stop, the defensive end for the Lions.
And again, it was just that quarterback sweep. a lot of Kennedy's offense has gone to their right. So, again, they must see something up there where they're really picking on that defensive end, that tackle on the right side, the linebacker on the right side, and they're picking up those positive yards just by continuing to hammer away, again, on the right side of the left side of the defense.
Five carries, 72 yards for White. Hand off and a big hit. Big stuff behind the line of scrimmage at the 20-yard line on Isaiah Maney. Lions hit it well with McNeil there and also Garmin along with Stryker.
And that was a great job of timing the blitz that time by the Lions. And in that situation, they were able to go again to their right, the offense's left, and tackle the Maney for a loss there on second down.
Third down, four coming up for the Cougars. Maney in the backfield, Nick Deer in the shotgun. Sends two receivers left, two to the right. Deer back to throw, looking right all the way. Throws end zone man out there, and a spinning attempt incomplete. Broken up at the last second there. Good defensive play by Josh Strauss, who comes up a little bit gimpy.
And that's a great job, as you said, by Josh Strauss. He's playing free safety in the middle of the field, taking his back pedal steps, reading the quarter's back size. Again, Endure thought he had a receiver come open, let the ball go, but he did a nice job of breaking when the ball was in the air, not waiting until it got there, and he broke it up. And again, forcing a field goal attempt here for the Cougars, but it was a really nice play at free safety.
Stone, a 37-yard attempt into the wind here from just inside the right hash mark. Good snap, placed down, kick on its way, plenty of distance, and it is good. He buried that one.
And that's what a weapon that they have in that kicker. And again, he's been doing a really nice job when he had the win, putting the ball in the end zone for the kickoff team. And again, putting points on the board now with a really nice field goal for the Cougars.
37 yards out, and Kennedy up 17-0. 3:52 to play here in the first half. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back for the kickoff after this. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Homecoming here at Linmar, and it's not been a happy homecoming so far for the Lions, as Kennedy up 17-0, a 37-yard field goal by Alex Stone. And he will get set to kick it off here for the Cougars from right to left. Siaway back, Hilsenbeck back as well for Linmar. Stone with the kick, angling to the far side, and will go on one hop into the end zone.
And again, Alex Stone is a really good weapon for the Cougars to have. He has a strong leg, again, with that 37-yard field goal, and consistently all night putting the ball in the end zone. And that's a great weapon for a defensive coordinator to have, to know that the offense is always going to have 80 yards to have to try to go and score because your kicker is able to put it in the end zone.
That's eight first downs, and that's hard to get.
That's absolutely right. You know, as we said yesterday, the percentages drop the longer that the offense has to travel, and 80 yards is definitely a long way for that offense to go.
Carrying Pistolka to the left side. Gassman starts in motion off the fakes. Phillips to throw. Throws a slant and low and incomplete. Trying to get it to Kirby Kerr. As Johnson Mador was out there for the Cougars.
Down three scores here almost at the end of the first quarter. At the end of the first half. We're seeing the ball in the air just a little bit more than what we've had all night on first down, and good play action, but just a little bit short for the Lions.
Second down at 10. Coming up here, and the inside handoff, Siaway. Or make that McGaffey, I beg your pardon. A little bit of an opening across the 25, and McGaffey takes it to the 27-yard line. But still third down. Kennedy, here's the thing, Jason. Kennedy right now is 6 of 9 on third down tries. Linmar is 0 for 4.
Yeah, right there. They're able to move the chains on first down, keep possession of the football and, more importantly, turn those first downs into points.
Third down and 2.5, though. Gaspin coming in motion off the fake. Keeper by Phillips up the middle. Swallowed up. He didn't get there.
Again, and at the middle of that defense for the Cougars is stout. It's like he ran into a brick wall. As soon as he got there, there were four Cougars that were just plugging their gaps, playing disciplined defense, and wrapping him up and keeping him short of the first down.
Peyton McGuire was the biggest plugger. Fourth down, Linmar looks like they're going to go for it here. We're going to get to Dennis, but let's go after this play here. As Linmar is going to bring in Aaron Pistolka as an extra receiver. Now we're going to get a timeout here. So now we got a chance to throw it down to Dennis on the sideline with an update.
Guys, another observation down here on the Linmar sideline. Quarterback Reese Phillips been under duress a lot in the first half. Credit the Kennedy pressure defense. I noticed on this last series when he did attempt to throw, not really having a chance to get his feet set, under throwing the football quite a bit. So credit Kennedy defense putting a lot of pressure on the Linmar quarterback right now, something I'm sure Bob Forsyth and the staff will want to try to get settled at halftime, is giving their quarterback more time to throw back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thanks. Fourth down. This is a big gamble here early in the game. You're down 17, but you're on your 29-yard line, fourth and one.
And sometimes you just got to try anything to get your team going and get the momentum on your side, and Coach Forsyth running a quarterback sneak here to do it.
Yep, Phillips up the middle, and it's going to be close. I think he might have it. He started in the shotgun, ran up as though he was going to change the play, and just snapped it. And I think they're going to move the chains with a first down, and Linmar got it.
So the gamble pays off for them. They keep possession, again, with 2.5 to go in the first half. Now you want to be able to continue to move the chains and see if you can't put some points on the board before halftime, before we get to halftime.
First and 10. They'll mark it just across the 30-yard line. Back to throw, Phillips. Guns the far side. It's caught at the 35-40 and a first down. Up to the 45, Jordan on the stop that time, and coming up with the catch, Kirby Kerr.
Again, and that was an example there of what Dennis was telling us about. For the first time in a long time, Reese had a chance to set his feet, stand tall in the pocket without anybody hanging around him, and delivered a really nice strike for the first down.
Linmar in the two-minute drill now, 2:06, clock rolling, down 17-0 here. Trying to get something on the board before the break. Phillips out play action. Setting up the screen, and Kerr had it knocked away incomplete. Brock Remitko, Johnson Mador were right there.
And that was, again, a really nice job to smell the screen out, to get there right as the ball was delivered and knock that thing away for an incomplete pass.
Second down and 10 at the 45. We'll stop the clock with a minute 58 to play. And Dennis is going to talk to Brian White going in at the halftime break, and imagine it's going to be a very happy Brian White as his Cougars lead by 17. McGaffey on the left hip of Phillips. Four receivers in there. Phillips to throw. Throws high and tipped and almost picked off. Terrell Jordan got a hand on it, the junior. And it's third and 10.
A big third down here for the Lions. Again, after go for it deep in your own territory on fourth down and pick it up, you really want to try to call the play here to pick up the 10 yards that you need to move the chains and keep possession of the ball.
Phillips, 4 out of 10 tonight, 50 yards so far. And a third down here. He'll send Gassman out to the far right side in this four-receiver set. Out of the shotgun, Phillips to throw. Throws the middle, and it's caught on a steep slant at the 35 and down to the Kennedy 30-yard line by Kirby Kerr again.
And Phillips really did a nice job. The blitz was on. They ran a crossing blitz where they sent the linemen out. The linebackers came in. Phillips got hit as he threw it, but he threw a strike, and it was a great throw and catch to keep possession of the ball. And now move deeper into Cougar territory.
Aaron Neibauer coming in with the play for Linmar. First and 10 from the left hash mark at the Kennedy 30-yard line. Phillips on the handoff, angling right, 25. McGaffey to the 20 and down to the Kennedy 16-yard line. Kennedy was expecting the pass, and they got the run. Remitko and Price on the stop.
That's exactly right. They caught him in that blitz, and the defensive lineman just got a little too far upfield. And, again, a nice play call for the offense to pick up positive yards.
Minute 25, clock continues to run. First and 10 at the Kennedy 14-yard line. Same play. This is Siway turning the corner at the 15 and rolled up by Kubovec as it gets down to about the 13-yard line. Siway and McGaffey again splitting carries so far. 2 yards on four carries for Siway tonight.
Again, plenty of time left, even though we're under a minute, and the Lions still have two timeouts, but you really want to make sure you come away with points here before halftime to make this back into a one- or two-possession game.
Two timeouts left for each team, and now Kennedy's going to use one. Brian White came all the way down to call timeout with 45 seconds. He didn't like something he saw there. Kyle Knott going out, the defensive coordinator for the Cougars, and he got that timeout right in front of Dennis over there at about the 5-yard line. We'll have scores, stats, and more coming up at halftime. Try to get you as many scores as we can from around the state. As week 6 already of the high school football season here.
It's going fast. I tell you what, it's sick. I don't want to admit I'm getting older, but it just seems like time flies when you're getting old. I can't believe we're in week 6, but actually a really exciting time for high school football, too, with a lot on the line for these teams playing for playoff berths. But again, it just seems like it's just flying by.
Both these teams 1-0 in District 8 of 4A. And going at it tonight, longtime rivals Kerr and Gassman to the left side. Hilson back in there for the Lions, along with Trot Carey out to the right side. Siway, the lone setback on second down at 7. And three-man front. Hand off Siway up the middle. They keep it on the ground, and he's thrown back as he gets down to the 10. Now Lindmar going to use a timeout. Sam Pape in there for the Kennedy defense, along with Brandon Cook.
And again, it was a good job by the Kennedy defense coming out of that timeout. Saw the formation there after Lindmar broke the huddle, was able to dial up the defensive call to stop that play on second down. And now this is a big third down with 38 seconds to go in the half. It's 3rd and 5, and now Lindmar uses their timeout to make sure that they get a chance to get everybody on the same page and really continue this drive going and to put 6 points on the board.
Lindmar with the left-footed kicker, Austin Cochran, with a good leg, but they'd rather get 7 here for sure. Talk to Brian White coming up at the halftime break going into the locker room, and we'll talk with head coach Bob Forsythe coming out.
And I think in this situation, you got to be thinking touchdown. You got to be thinking we've kept this drive going. We've got to find a way to get the ball across the goal line and pick up 6. You don't want to have to settle for 3, but again, 3's better than nothing. But I'm sure that they're going to try to get the ball in the end zone right here.
Kerr, Gassman, and Carey out to the left side. On the long count, Phillips rolls that way. Being chased, being blitzed, being caught, thrown down. Back at the 29-yard line, and Ben Saracen.
What a big sack for the Cougar defense. They're using that radar. That radar defense is there's nobody in the stands. The defensive linemen kind of just move around, try to mix up the offensive linemen blocking responsibilities. The ball was snapped, and again, there were so many people in the backfield from the speed that the Cougar defense have had, and a huge sack on third down, a huge sack. To bring up fourth down for the Lions.
Fourth down, you got to go for it if you're Lindmar. You're too far for a field goal. Although you have the win, it's going to be a 46-yard attempt here. Maybe a screen, something?
Yeah, I think you're right. The difficult thing is Kennedy can blitz so many different types of ways. They can bring in their inside backers, again, that have good speed and are good tacklers. They can bring those hybrids off the edge. So a lot of times you get into a guessing game, but I agree with you. This is definitely 4-down territory, and you've got to find a way to try to at least you could still pick up the first down, but you still want to try to dial up a play that you can get the ball deeper into Kennedy territory where it was originally.
See what Lindmar dials up here on fourth down. They need the Kennedy 6-yard line. It's fourth down at 23 from the 29. Kennedy going to bring the blitz. Back to throw. Phillips under pressure. Down he goes. Kubovec again. Back-to-back sacks. Back to the 37-yard line.
And that's just something. When you can bring six guys, and again, Kennedy lines up in what they call a 3-5-3. So they have three down linemen. They have five linebackers, two of which they call a hybrid, plus three defensive backs. And when you can bring those six guys in different combination of blitzing schemes, one guy going in, one guy going out, it's really difficult for offensive linemen to pick up. And that's what happened in those two big plays for Saxon to turn the ball over on downs.
I got to think the Cougars are going to be very happy to take this one into the locker room. Deer is under center and first down. Could be the final play, and it will be, as Deer will take a knee. And that's going to lead us to the halftime break. And Dennis going to corral head coach Brian White here. All right, we have the Kennedy coach. Go ahead.
Well, I think we're doing right now. There were a couple times where our tailback got shoestring tackle. More. Field there, you know, pretty well at the end. Got a couple of big sacks there. You know, this is going to be a battle second half. I guarantee you that.
Absolutely. I know one.
We can do that. We're going to have success. So I know that. So we're going to have.
Trying to.
All these in a row down our own end zone, and that we you can't do that and win football games.
All right, good first half. Congratulations. Go get them in second.
Thank you very much.
Nothing at the halftime, and a performance on both sides of the football. He's coaches not tight and looking for a lot more out of his team in the second half, guys. No injuries. It's good.
Well, Dennis,
as Linmar band comes out here to send it back upstairs. Hi,
Dennis, down on the sideline. Thank you very much. And that's a fur piece for that wireless microphone to fly.
Yeah, that's exactly
over there. Right. We got a little bit of that. But the Linmar band coming up as the Lions trail 17-0 here as Kennedy with a very good first half. We'll hopefully get a few comments from Bob Forsyth coming up before we start the third quarter. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. Two-minute timeout and come back, talk halftime with you, have some stats and more. Halftime score, 17-0. Kennedy on top. Back after this here on KGYM Sports.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I could trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With events that feature special savings just for pros, getting the best price on the things I need couldn't be easier.
Right now at Lowe's during Pro Appreciation, pro customers can get up to 30% off select Porter Cable power tools. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details and exclusions. Valid September 26th through October 12th. Excludes accessories. Registration required for savings online, U.S. only.
Guys, we know you're ready for some new jeans this fall, and JCPenney's got you covered with great deals on your favorite pair of Levi's. Hurry in and find Guys Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $34.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or starting Thursday, come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 9/29 to 10/2. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Season refers to time period from 9/6 to 10/24. Check jcp.com or your Thursday newspaper for coupon and details. Offers and coupons do not apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Pick up Peak Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant for $7.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts and earn double O rewards points on your purchase. Protect against damaging rust and corrosion with Peak Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Hey, it's Richard Sherman, all-pro cornerback for the Seattle Seahawks. When the little voice in my stomach gets hungry, he talks mad trash like, you know I don't want these weak snacks. Get me all-natural Alberto beef jerky. So I grab the most delicious lean protein on the planet, Oberto Beef Jerky. It's loaded with savory cuts of lean beef. Listen to the little voice in your stomach and pick up some all-natural Oberto Beef Jerky.
Oberto Beef Jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all-natural line of beef jerkies. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
Welcome back to Linmar Stadium at halftime as the Kennedy Cougars lead the Linmar Lions 17-0. The Linmar Lion marching band out on the field entertaining the troops here at the break. Heard a little from Brian White there, happy with his first half of play, and I would imagine we're going to get the flip side coming up here in just a little bit with Bob Forsythe.
That's right. That's one of the things that you heard Coach White say is that he was pleased, especially with the two sacks that they had deep in the red zone. To really shore up that defense after Linmar went for it on fourth down, was having a little bit of momentum. The other thing that you also heard Coach White say that I'm sure he's talking to his team about is that, you know, they got to still play four quarters of football. So they got, you know, they have had a good first half, but they've got to come out in the second half and be just as physical and in just as focused as they've had as they were in the first half. And opposite of that, again, Coach Forsythe is just trying to find some rhythm. I think he's just trying to have some success, trying to find a way to move the chain, stay in possession of the football, and to finish those drives when they do. And again, I'm sure that he's talking to their defense about discipline. They've had a couple offsides penalties that have cost them some first downs, and not being so eager that they're jumping offsides, but really staring at the football, watching the centers. Hand and really reacting to when that ball is moved versus just guessing and listening to the cadence of the quarterback.
Well, let's take a look at the stats in the first half here from Linmar Stadium. Total yardage unofficially, Kennedy with 247 yards in the first half to 128 for the Linmar Lions. Kennedy, 190 yards on the ground, and that's the one thing we said during the pregame show, Jason, that in order for Linmar to be in this game, they were going to have to stop Kennedy's ground game, and they haven't done it yet.
That's right. You know Kennedy was going to want to run the ball, and they're going to do it a variety of different ways, from those power plays, pulling guards, leading the fullback tackles. They've done a lot off of the quarterback sweep, where they spread Linmar out a little bit and used B.J. White on the weak side of that offense and running some alleys and some lanes, and he's got some good, some positive plays when he's been able to do that, but Linmar is definitely talking right now in terms of how they can be a little bit more physical at the line of scrimmage, wrapping up when they've got the backs, because they've had some success at times, just not been able to put positive plays defensively together to get that offense off the field.
So Kennedy, 190 yards and rushing in the first half, and it's been spread out very, very well. B.J. White actually leading the way, 5 carries, 72 yards for the quarterback. Also for Kennedy, Allers with 8 carries for 46 yards, 6 carries, 36 yards for Isaiah Mady. Nick Deere has carried it 6 times for 39 yards. Sam Pape, the 1 carry for the 1-yard touchdown run in the first half. Nick Deere, 1 for 3 for 11 yards. B.J. White, 3 for 3 on the first half for 46 yards and the 1 touchdown. The touchdown to Kai Jenkins on a middle screen. He caught 2 for 30 yards. Allers caught 1 for 16, and Kroll caught one for a total of 11 yards in the first half. Kennedy with 13 first downs in the first half. 6 penalties for the Cougars for 33 yards. The 2 big sacks there at the end, and then the 1 turnover that Kennedy gave it up going into the red zone for Linmar. Kennedy 6 of 9 on third down tries as well in that first half. For Linmar, 128 total yards, 43 on the ground, 75 through the air. Reese Phillips, 5 of 11 in the first half for 75 yards. Kirby Kerr has caught 3 for 54. Gassman has caught 2 for a total of 21 yards. On the ground, Brendan McGaffey has carried it 5 times for 54 yards. And then Nemi Siway has carried it 5 times for 4 yards. And then negative rushing for the other carries for the Lions. 7 first downs, 4 penalties for a total of 20 yards. Each team with a 3 and out in the first half. Linmar was 1 out of 6 on third down, and they were 1 out of 3 on fourth down tries in that first half. And just to give you time of possession here, Kennedy has an edge in that as the Cougars held at 14 minutes and 46 seconds to 9:14 for Linmar in that first half of play. So Kennedy's defense, or Kennedy's offense had the Linmar defense out there five more minutes too.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and I think you can go back to that third down stat. You know, when Kennedy's able to pick up first downs six out of nine times on third down, that's really, really important. The defense is having to stay out there longer. And Linmar struggling a little bit more on third down, being only 1 for 6. Now you're having to put the punt team out there and give the ball back to the Cougar offense.
So Kennedy on top, 17-0. And we understand, we welcome everybody on 106.3 FM. As a little snafu down there in Iowa City with Regina and Wilton going at it here. We're at Linmar Stadium. Huge crowd on hand here tonight. Probably about 7,000 or 8,000 as the Kennedy Cougars leading the Linmar Lions right now by a score of 17-0. Kennedy scoring on their first two drives of the ball game. B.J. White to Kai Jenkins, 26-yard touchdown pass to make it 7-0 as the Cougars with 75 yards in 5 minutes and 14 seconds on their very first drive of the night. Sam Pape then closed out the second drive on a 1-yard run by the two-way starter, the big fullback defensive lineman, and that made it 14-0. And then Kennedy put a field goal up in the second quarter on an Alex Stone 37-yard field goal, and that made it 17-0 here at the halftime break. We'll try to get you some scores coming up here. Don't forget, after the game, Jeff Downing will be in studio with the KGYM Scoreboard Show presented by J.D. Byrider, and he will take a look at many of the scores from around the area, and that will go through midnight coming up tonight as Week 6 transpires here as far as high school football is concerned. And the overcast, a little bit of a breezy, but not too bad a night, especially here in Marion, Iowa, at this beautiful stadium.
Oh, absolutely. Again, it's a beautiful night for football, but as you said, I'm sure the Lions wish they had a couple more points on the board, or some points on the board, especially after being inside the 10-yard line before Kennedy came up with those two big sacks to finish the second quarter. But as you said, I know Coach Forsyth and his coaches are in there making adjustments, looking at what they had some success with in the first half. And as Coach White has said, Kennedy can't relax because Linmar definitely is going to come out and give it everything they have on this homecoming evening.
Some of the other scores, Xavier with no problem as the Saints lead Independence 42-0. Also, how about this? Fourth quarter, Clear Creek Amana leads West Delaware 23-7.
Yeah, I think Clear Creek has got a really Clear Creek really has a good season going on right now. I mean, another beautiful facility you talk about. I know they've had quite a few improvements, but I've been watching them a little bit on Twitter and in different feeds that they have, and they definitely have a good season going on, and is an impressive football team and an exciting game going on down there tonight.
Pleasant Valley leading Davenport West. That's by a score of 34-0. Prairie at halftime leading down at Ottumwa. That by a score of 36-7. Bettendorf on top of Clinton at halftime, but only 21-13. So a little bit closer score, perhaps, than was expected. Just some of the scores. And Regina, no problem with Wilton, 41-14. That's a game you're enjoying on 106.3 FM, and we'll get back to that coming up here just a moment. We're going to get down to Bob Forsyth as well with Dennis Canuck. Hopefully get a word from the Linmar head coach here coming up as soon as they make it out of their tunnel. The locker facilities here at Linmar Stadium up on the north end. As the Linmar Lions making their way out here.
It looked like the Kennedy team is ready to do some of their pregame stretches, but not before the Palms and the dance team do their thing.
Yep, they were going to go out there and decided to be probably better off not to do that. as the Lions with a whole bunch of palms out there doing their thing.
I think I saw him run him off the 50-yard line. Kennedy runs out of the locker room, and they meet at the 50, and the cheerleaders was having none of that.
And Linmar about ready to make their way back out onto the field turf here at Linmar Stadium. Going to get a word from hopefully get a word from head coach Bob Forsyth here before his Lions come back out. Showed a little bit of a spark there at the end of the second quarter. Got down in the red zone. Had a first and 10 at about the Kennedy 11-yard line, but a couple of sacks pushed him all the way back and went for it on fourth down in a bunch just at the end of the half and came up empty.
Yeah, and that was that bend but don't break mentality. The defense kind of gave up that fourth down on the fourth and short on the quarterback sneak. Big play right after that that moved the ball deep down into Cougar territory. But again, that defense really showed its strength and its muscle, dialed up two important blitzes on second and, on third and fourth down.
Let's go down to Dennis with Bob Forsythe. Well, our Mike likes it better out front. He's trying to do a hook shot right here, Jason, and that's good in basketball. It's not too good in football.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to get the head coach to give you a little words before he takes the field for the second half.
So we'll get back to Dennis coming up here in just a little bit. But Bob down there talking about a lot of stuff.
When I would think, again, he's probably talking about just, again, trying to establish a rhythm, just taking it one play at a time. Again, offensively, to increase that percentage on third down and pick up those third downs.
Four down, seven. We'll keep it on the Linmar sideline so you can hear me throughout the second half. And, guys, we'll send it back.
All right, Dennis, thanks. And, Bob Forsythe looking to get things going here for Linmar here in half number two. And now the teams can warm up. Everything's ready to go down there.
That's right. Again, everybody's got to have their moments. And, again, those dance team members work hard just like these football
Absolutely.
Players. And it's homecoming. So, again, their parents want to see them do their thing. And we can get the second half started here in a couple minutes.
All right. And don't forget, after the game, as we mentioned, all those scores coming up. And they'll go through midnight tonight with Jeff Downing and his cast of thousands back in the studio here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And take a look at what week six transpires here as we are at halftime with Kennedy on top of Linmar 17-0. Again, Kennedy with 247 yards of offense, 128 for the Linmar Lions here at the break. Coming up next week, week seven, just a Friday nighter on both gyms. We will be over at John Wall Memorial Field at Prairie, as it will be another great rivalry. These Linmar Lions will go down to Prairie to take on the Hawks. That'll be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. 106.3 FM will be at Solon, as it'll be the Solon Spartans in action against the Mount Pleasant Panthers down at Solon. And again, those come your way week seven of the high school football season next week. And after tonight, you're going to start to see some things develop as far as the district playoff. The scenarios, anyway, maybe start to play out a little bit more. And again, one of those scores that we were watching, West Delaware, down to Clear Creek Amana right now, 23-7. And so that's that makes it very interesting. That puts Clear Creek Amana, if they win that, on in the driver's seat as far as that district is
concerned.
Yeah,
this is the time of year, as coaches you are. Even though you never look past your next opponent, you always have one eye on, okay, if we get to this particular point in the season, what games we have left, what games we need to make sure that we win to make sure that we control our destiny in the playoff race. And again, that's an important game down there going on in Clear Creek to have that playoff picture shake out.
Linmar should get the football first to start things off here in half number two, and they need to get something going. Points would be great. And down 17-0 right here. They just need a big play, need something good to happen. And Kennedy defensively throwing another shutout. Gave up minimal points to Burlington last week in that big win, 77-13. Gave up only 7 to Jefferson the week before. They shut out Hempstead 3 weeks ago. So this Cougar defense is prowling right now.
Yeah, and that's one thing I would remind people of is this Linmar team has shown that they're good in the second half. They've got some come from behind victories where they were in a similar situation where they're maybe down 2 or 3 scores, and they found a way to overcome that. So they can build off of the success that they've had earlier in the season and keep fighting and keep battling here in the second half. And again, it just starts with one play at a time. You got to move the chains, have positive plays on first down, and not be in a situation where you're third and long and then have a better position, percentage on third down.
Alex Stone to kick it away after 3 out of Kingston Stadium. It's still Cedar Falls leading Washington 24-14. Stone on the line drive kick will take a couple hops, and it will elude Hilson back and go into the end zone. And Linmar again. Look at the starting field position for the Lions. 20-yard line, 20-yard line, 33, 32, 20-yard line, 20-yard line.
That's right, and field position is so important, as we've said. And to have that, the kicker, as a weapon, and now you have a longer field to go on. Again, that's another stat that you can look at in terms of field position that Kennedy is winning.
Packingham, Pape, Cook on that defensive line for Kennedy. Kubovec and Mater at the middle linebacking spots. Back to throw is Phillips on first down. Guns the near side, caught by Kirby Kerr. Breaks one tackle and then pushed back by Chase Baker and Kubovec. They'll give him progress to the 25-yard line. And that's how Linmar will start the second half here. Kerr and Gassman have been the two workhorses outside here for Linmar.
Yeah, but it's a good positive play on first down. A 5-yard hitch, come back to the outside. Nice throw and catch, and now we're looking at second and medium versus second and long.
Second down and 5, Gassman in motion off the fake handoff, sideway up the middle, breaks one tackle, turns it to the right, making McGaffey still on his feet, and finally corralled out of bounds. McGaffey has been probably the workhorse of the two ball carriers tonight.
He's a good-looking back. Again, 215 pounds, 6'1". A really good-looking kid, running hard, kept his legs going on that play. And again, moved the ball to close to midfield.
Gain of 17 and a Linmar first down. Just underway with half number 2 here. Trot carrying Gassman out to the left side. Kerr out to the right side. And shotgun for Phillips, back to throw. Looking now, rolling to the right side. Throws a high pass to the sideline. Too high for Kerr, incomplete. Chase Baker, Brock Remitko right there defensively for Kennedy. And it will be second down and 10 for the Lions.
And that was one of the times the Cougar defense didn't blitz. They only brought 3 that time, and they dropped 8. So playing more of a zone defense and understanding that Linmar's coming out here trying to throw the ball a little bit more, decided to play pass coverage versus blitzing there on that first down.
Jordan and Baker, the two corners, and Price, the safety. Now we've got a timeout. Officials timeout. Not sure what he's looking at.
Looks like Mater's having a problem with his string or something around his pants.
All right. Got it taken care of. 3-man front, off the fake, off the pump fake. Second down, throw up the seam, caught 50, 45 to the 40-yard line. And Kirby Kerr on another catch takes it down to the Cougar 38-yard line.
Again, that bubble play to the left where they fake to the flat and throw right down the seam, and they found a nice crease in the defense that was open and a nice pickup on first to move the chains.
Gain of 20, Kirby Kerr with a first down for Linmar, and they're on the move here. Down 17-0, a minute into the second half. McGaffey on the right hip sends Gassman in motion, and the handoff and breaking one tackle. McGaffey leaning ahead and got something out of it. Out for about 3 down to the Kennedy 35-yard line. Cook there on the stop for Kennedy. Also Sam Pate getting up off the bottom of the pile for the Cougars.
And again, that was a nice hard run. The blitzers timed that a little bit, but he still was able to fall forward for 3 yards just on his heart and his determination there. And a good job by that running back who's getting a break right now.
Yep, Nemi Siaway back in there. Philly Siaway. High shotgun snap, and Phillips back to throw. Steps up in the pocket, being chased, throws the sideline. Kerr with the catch at the 30-yard line, and wrestled out of bounds. Close to the first down, Johnson Maynard. Chase Baker out there. Going to depend on the spot here. And we will see what the officials have to say, and they're going to bring the chains over.
We're going to test drive from way up here from the Eagle High. See if you can get it.
You know what I usually do in these situations? I throw it to Dennis. That's what I do. Dennis, you got to. You're looking through a lot of jerseys there.
Guys, this is going to be tough because they moved the sticks before I was able to get over and take a look. I think he may have got it just by a football. We'll see here.
Oh,
yeah, there you go,
first
Dennis.
First down, Lidmar. Guys, back up.
All right, Dennis, thanks. See, he didn't even need to see where the stick started. He knew.
Yeah, that's experience right there. You knew to throw it down, and Dennis saw it, just what he saw. And it's a first down for the Lions.
He's good. First and 10 at the 28-yard line. He's one for one this year.
It's a good percentage. You definitely want to keep that bat in the thousands.
Ball on the right hash mark for Lindmar. Two receivers left, two to the right. Phillips again in the shotgun. Siaway on his right hip. Long count, gets the high snap, back to throw. Has time, guns the middle, caught, truck carry at the 10, at the 5, and brought down right there with a first and goal coming up for the Lions. First catch of the night for the junior.
And this is just what the doctor ordered here for Lindmar, deep in Cougar territory. Done it mostly with the pass, mixing it up. But again, a really nice rhythm, really nice drive here to start the second half, and a potential to get their first score of the night.
And it's really only been two pass patterns: the out to the sideline, and then that little seam pattern.
Yeah, that's right. They've got Kennedy on their heels a little bit, but primarily using the pass to set up the run.
Gaspin starts in motion off the fake, handoff up the middle to McGaffey, struggling to the 2-yard line and pushed back. Johnson pushed him back as he gets down to about the 2 on the pick up of 3. And McGaffey with a good night so far tonight, leading the Lion running attack, 8 carries now for 77 yards. Kerr will come in with a play, second down and goal at the 2, 9:19 to play, clock rolling here in the third. Lindmar looking to get on the board, down 17-0 here on homecoming. Lions will go unbalanced line to the right side. They'll run it that way. McGaffey, and he bowls through for the touchdown.
Went untouched off the left, the right side of the offense, left defensive side. A little ISO play right up the middle. Untouched for the touchdown to finish a really nice drive to start here in the second half.
And as we said, that is exactly what the doctor ordered for the Lindmar Lions. And Lindmar now on the board, 17-6, Kennedy on top. Extra point try by the lefty Cochran, up and good. And we got a new ball game. 17-7, Kennedy on top. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back to Lindmar Stadium after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Byrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Byrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Byrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
We are back with you here at Lindmar Stadium, and the homecoming crowd was something to cheer about right now as the Lions on the board. Kai Jenkins will drop for the Kennedy Cougars along with Terrell Jordan. They'll set up at about the 10-yard line. Lindmar going with the wind here, and Lions found something on that first drive of the half.
That's right. As coming out of halftime, as coaches, you tell your kids there's nothing more important than the first drive in the second half. That first 5 minutes of that second half are really important, and Lindmar has really done a nice job to set the tone for what this second half is going to be for them.
Cochran with the approach and the kick. Short kick, angling to the sideline, going to go out of bounds. And that's a mistake.
Yep, that's... You know, again, it took just a little hop. It'd be interesting to see if they make him kick again. Doesn't look like they are, but again, Kennedy's going to start off with really good field possession here versus being at the 20-yard line. I think they'll get it at the 30.
Cougars have used a variety of personnel, two quarterbacks, and they will put it on the 35-yard line. Nick Deer will start the second half. And it will be Allers, a sophomore, at the running back spot behind Johnson. Price to the right side. Kai Jenkins will go to the left side. And first down and 10 for Kennedy. Their first play from scrimmage in the half, and a penalty flag blows it dead. Either early movement or somebody lined up in the neutral zone. Officials talking things over. While they're talking, let's go down to Dennis. He's got an update on the Linmar sideline.
Yeah, guys, on that Linmar drive touchdown, two key things that were very obvious. Number one, Reese Phillips had time to throw the football, and that's something Bob. For Linmar, getting the receivers open in the flat, something I think we'll see more here when Linmar gets the ball back. Backups.
All right, Dennis, thanks. On the first down, they picked up that flag, and Kennedy will go to the left side. Allers breaking a tackle to the 45, a stiff arm at the 50, and out of bounds at the Lion 49-yard line. He will go for 16 for Keyshawn Allers, the sophomore running back.
And that's a good-looking sophomore, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, he's thick. He's got a thick lower body. He really ran hard. Again, trap play to the left side. Hard, stiff arm to finish the play and pick up a really nice run.
Now Rizea Mady, the junior, back in there, the starter. First down at 10 at the Linmar 49. Kennedy trying to answer the Lion touchdown drive. Long count, handoff. They go off tackle, short side left. Mady turns it up, gets to the 45, and there he's hit and brought down by Logan Clark. And also Alex Stryker over there for the Linmar defense. Got some help as well from Chase Schultz.
Yeah, it seemed like in the first half, Kennedy was running primarily to their right. Now the first three plays here in the second half, they've gone primarily left. So it's like their punch, counterpunch. Linmar was bringing a lot of the pressure from the right side. Now they seem like they're going to the left.
White to the right side. Jenkins to the left side. Deer on the handoff. Mady this time. He got steamrolled right at the line of scrimmage.
Penetration. That was a really nice job up front by those big boys for Linmar. They had three guys in the backfield and tackled Mady for no gain.
Schultz, the 5'9", 180-pound linebacker. The junior brought him down. And a third down at the Linmar 45 here for the Cougars. Third down at 6. And Kennedy needs the 39-yard line. Trip package out to the right this time for Kennedy and B.J. White's quarterback. Deer in the slot right. White on the keeper coming to the short side, trying to cut it back. Caught from behind and brought down.
And again, that's the adjustment. Did you know that they talked about that play, that Kennedy comes back to it. They spread him out with three receivers to the top side, run a quarterback sweep to the weak side, and that time a really nice job by the five technique or that defensive end, keeping his outside arm free and making sure that BJ could not get outside of him. And again, Alex Stryker did a really nice job of turning it back to his friends.
Josh Gassman drops back to punt. Keep in mind, Nick Deer is the punter, and Kennedy likes to run fakes. And Deer will kick this one away. Into the wind, gets off a pretty good kick. Gassman will let it go, bounces at the 10, and touched up by Jordan at the 8-yard line. Or by, check that, not Jordan, checked up by Shanklin.
And again, that's a good stop by the defense for Linmar, answering a score to put 7 points on the board with making Kennedy punt for the first time tonight and giving the ball back with some momentum to their offense.
But at the 7-yard line.
Yeah, but that's that field position that we talked about earlier. They really haven't had a favorable bounce. But again, one play at a time, if they can just keep in possession of the ball and move the chains, it's a long way to go, but they have that opportunity.
17-7, Kennedy. Phillips in the shotgun. A high snap brings it down from his own end zone to throw. Throws right side, intercepted. At the 20-yard line, Ben Saracen, the linebacker, dropped and got the pick.
And what a nice drop by Ben. Again, he did a disciplined defense. The ball was snapped, did a really nice job of dropping that outside elbow, getting to 45 degrees, right in the passing lane where the quarterback was trying to hit the receiver in the curl and came up with a huge interception here for the Cougars.
Well, it turns all the momentum back to Kennedy, and they've got it in the red zone at the Linmar 17-yard line.
Just one play right there. Turnovers is one of those things that can do that for a defense to get the ball and the momentum back on their side.
Deere hands it off to Aller. Stiff arm. Kicks it outside to the 15-yard line. Looking for the corner and taken out of bounds by Walton at the 10. They may mark it at the 9-yard line, and they will. That's a pickup of 8. Savon Walton on the stop that time, but an 8-yard pickup there by Allers.
And again, this is where the defense for the Lions have to understand that they can't do anything about that turnover, but they have to try everything in their power to keep this offense from crossing the goal line and make them settle for a field goal.
65 yards on the night for the sophomore. Second down and 2 from the Linmar 9. Lions show blitz. Long count. Hand off Allers. Right side. Cuts it back at the 5, and he's in. Touchdown, Kennedy. And Allers with touchdown run number 1 of the night and first one of the season.
Yep, and just like you said, they caught him in a blitz. They blitzed on the offensive left side. They ran that power ISO to the right side.